Hi, this is Kelly Ford with Microsoft, and today I'm going to give you a little bit of information on two aspects of Excel. We're going to talk about getting information on financial items such as stocks and other investments, and then we're going to talk about pivot tables. When I talk through these items, don't worry about the exact keystrokes or commands. I'll send links to all the places where you can get the step-by-step information. What you should focus on is the concepts of what's possible. One other item, when you do try this, you will have to turn on some connected services in Excel. That is what allows Excel to get information online. To do that, you are going to press Alt-F in Excel and then arrow to Options and find General. In general, go to Privacy, and then turn on the checkbox for online experiences. A couple other sort of housekeeping details before we get into the content. I may talk about some things that you haven't used much in Excel. For example, in the portion of my presentation on stocks, I am going to use tables. And I know we generally think of Excel as already being a table, but you can also have a portion of your spreadsheet be marked as a table specifically. That allows screen readers to automatically read column headers, and when we get into the stocks is what allows some of the data to fill out automatically down a column. You may also notice that the speech rate for JAWS screen reader that I'm using is a bit fast. In recording a presentation, it's never easy to pick the right speed. Again, I'm sending the written information, so, and my goal isn't that you hear JAWS say everything, but just that you get the concepts. Last, I do talk a little bit about using ranges to make a selection list. If you haven't done that, don't worry. Again, I'll send you information. That should be all the housekeeping things, and so now let's move on to how you can use Excel to get some investment information. In this part of my presentation, I am going to talk a little bit about how you can use some data type features in Excel, along with a couple other functions, if you want to get investment information. The data type is something that does require an Office 365 subscription, and stocks are just one type of information. You can get a lot of this information from other places, but I like Excel for the ease of reading information and the consistency across experiences.
Easy.
The details of how to use these items are also available online, and as a part of the follow-up to this presentation, I will share links. So I wouldn't focus on the exact keystrokes and such, but rather just some of the concepts. So in this case, I'm going to start by typing just a couple of stock ticker symbols. So I work in the high-tech sector, so we'll just use some of those. I typed MSFT.
LA.
I'm going to type Amazon's ticker symbol. And Apple. We'll do Facebook FB. And Alphabet or Google. So in cells A1 through A5, I now have those ticker symbols. I'm going to now select those cells with Shift and down arrow.
Select tabs A2, select top A3, select FB A4, select group A5.
For reasons that I'll show you in a moment, I'm first going to make a table with this information. So I'm going to hit Control T.
Create table. Where is the data for your table? My table has header checkbox not checked.
Okay, and I'm going to say my table doesn't have headers.
Okay button.
And then I'm going to hit OK.
Select group A6, HSA investment options, A1, column 1, A6, group A1, column 1. Analysis lens, formatting tab. Column MSFT A2.
So right now we have
a table.
Because I told my Excel that I didn't have column headers, it put a column in there, header of column 1. I'm going to change that to name by typing name.
MSFT A2.
Now I'm going to select my cells again.
Select abs A3, select top A4, select FD A5, select group A6.
In this case, I'm now going to press Alt A for data.
Upper ribbon, tabs, tab, expanded, data tab. Menu, get data sub menu, easily discovered. From text, select CSV, from web button.
So we're going to tab through this in this case.
From sheet button, recent sources button, existing connections button, queries and connections, refresh all split button, queries and connections button not checked, properties button unavailable, edit links button unavailable, sub menu, data types button collapsed.
So there you can hear Excel says data types.
Leaving menus, data types table, recently used, stocks button.
Now it says stocks. I'm going to press enter.
A2, Microsoft Corporation X and ASMSFT A6, alphabet index, leaving menus, list box, volume 26 of 20. A2,
now,
Microsoft Corporation X, analysis lens, formatting tab. A2, name A1, column header, no filter, white drop down button. Microsoft Corporation X and ASMSFT A2, contains stocks data type, show card control shift F5.
In this case, those ticker symbols I typed were converted to the names. So far, not overly exciting.
Amazon.com, Inc. XNASAMZN, A3, contains Apple, Inc. XNASAPL, Facebook, Inc. XNASM, Alphabet, Inc. XNASM, Facebook, Inc. Microsoft.
But because this has now been converted to a data type,
name A1, Microsoft Corporation,
I can press
Microsoft Corporation, XNASMSFT, A2, contains stocks, data type, show card, control, shift, F5. List box, volume 26 of 28.
And I have a list of items I can choose.
Ticker symbol, shares outstanding, ticker symbol.
In this case, we'll pick ticker symbol.
Microsoft Corporation XNASMSFT A2 column header, no filter, white drop down button.
We'll do it again.
List box, ticker symbol, 25 of 28. Shares outstanding, price, previous close.
And we'll say price.
Microsoft Corporation XN, list box, price, 23 of 20.
Microsoft now we're going to hit control
box, price, 23 of 20. Microsoft Corp, name A1, column header, no filter, white, list box, price, 20.
And
name A1, column, ticker symbol, B1, column header, no filter, white, drop down button.
Read across my first row.
Price C1, column header, no filter, light drop down button.
So you'll notice my table automatically got the column headers.
Ticker symbol, name A1, column.
More importantly,
Microsoft Corporation XNASMSFT A2 contains stocks data type, show card control shift F5. Ticker symbol, MSFT as formula B2.
So there we heard the ticker symbol.
Price, $277.66 as formula C2.
And the price. So I could add many other columns, or I can go back.
Amazon.com, XNASAMZN, list shares outstanding. Ticker symbol, AMZN, as formula B3. Price, $3,675.74, as formula C3.
And if I want more columns of data,
ticker symbol, AMZ, name, Amazon.com.
I can press Alt-Shift-F10 again.
List box, shares outstanding, 24 of 28. Ticker symbol, volume. Volume average.
And pick any volume, one ticker, of share, these
price,
columns.
P/E, open. Official name, market cap, low. Last trip, instrument type, industry, high, headquarters, exchange.
In this list, I can also type the first letter of what I'm looking, so I'm going to type a 5.
52-week high. Amazon.com, index ticker symbol, AMZN, as formula, B3. List box, 52.
Now.
Price, $3,675, 52-week high. $3,685.48, as formula, B3.
That has been added to the information. So really, it's just a matter of typing some information, then converting it to a data type, and then using Alt-Shift-F10 to pick the information that you want. Now I'm going to go just to another area of my spreadsheet for a minute. And there may be times when Excel doesn't know the data type or you have to do some other work. So let's just type MSFT all by itself once.
Edit. Land M2. MSFT M1.
Now I'm going to go Alt A.
Upper ribbon, tab, tab expanded.
The shortcut for the stocks data type or to get to that is Alt A, then D, then 1.
Leaving menus, data types table, recently used, stocks button. MSFT M1. Data selector pane, MSFT M1.
Now in this case, I have provide feedback with sound turned on in Excel. And you will notice that we heard a sound and something else came up. So this is, if Excel doesn't know about the data type or it wants you to make a choice, you would read down further.
Slower.
So I'm going to read down this information.
Microsoft Corporation list box item. Picture of select button. M1.
So here we hear that the cell is M1.
Search query.
My search query
MSFT.
Was MSFT. I could actually change that because you heard that was an edit.
Search. Cancel search button. Search button. Select a matching result by refining the term above. And so using the data selector button. Picture of Microsoft Corporation button graphic. Microsoft Corporation list box item. Stop NASDAQ stock market. MSF select button.
And then we heard MSFT in NASDAQ. So I can press enter.
Microsoft Corporation XNAS MSFT M1. Microsoft Corporation XNAS MSFT M1.
Now that has been converted to the stock data type and Microsoft. Again, with focus on this, there's a couple things I can do now. I can hit Control Shift F5.
Menu. Leave menus. Power type. Link data type. Microsoft Corporation. Link data type.
And tab through some data. This is what the is called a card.
$277.66. Like a point in triangle. 0.010.0.07/7/2021/2023/58. Real time. NASDAQ. Last sale. Microsoft Corporation. Learn more on Bitcoin dollar. Show image attribution button collapsed. Microsoft Corporation. Extract Microsoft Corporation. The grid button.
And there you hear extract Microsoft Corporation to grid.
Learn more on Bing. Price. $277.66. Extract price of grid button.
So this is the same data that you can get from Alt-Shift-F10, but you can tab through it and explore it.
Microsoft Corporation XNAS MSFT M1 contains stock data type. Show card control shift F5.
So this is all helpful. And now let's look at how you can put a lot of this together in an actual example. So I have a spreadsheet here with some investment choices from a health savings account I happen to have.
Price history, yes, yeah. Demo, Microsoft Corporation, HSA investment options, HSA investment. List
so, what I did is
A1, column header, no filter, apply, drop down button.
The website where I was getting, having to look some of this information up, kept changing and wasn't overly screen reader friendly. So, I just grabbed all the ticker symbols from my investment choices.
A1, column header, no filter, apply, drop down button.
And then I built a table of that information.
Vanguard Wellesley Income Fund, Admiral A2, contains stock data type, show card control shift F5.
And
list
just
change,
like
price, 71.56, as formula C2.
I showed earlier with the ones I had manually entered. I've done the work already here to build this. And then I
change percent, minus 0.11%, as formula C2.
Built my table, so now I can read through this and get the information.
Change, minus 0.08, as formula E2. Return YTD, 5.65%, as formula F2.
So here I can hear that, you know, the 5-year return on that investment was the number that we heard.
Return 5Y, 7.54%, as formula. Return YTD, 5.65%,
as formula. My apologies, that was the return YTD.
Return 5Y, 7.54%, as formula. Expense ratio, 0.16%, as formula H2.
The other thing is, another column I can add is expense ratio. And I always like to understand that because it might be a great return, but how much are you paying for that? So I can arrow up and down.
MFS International Intrinsic Value Fund, R6, 0.62%, as formula H3.
This column now.
The fixed sales for BLBDY, 0.47%, as formula H4. BNY Mellon Small Cap Growth Fund, 0.73%, at Kimco Stocks Plus International FDDH, 0.75%.
And
change,
explore all of this information.
Name, expense ratio, H1, column header, no filter, apply drop down button.
I can also sort by typing, in this case, we want to find, I can just type ASB.
Loophole Grizzly Short Fund, 1.60%, as formula name, expense ratio, H1.
To sort most expensive to least expensive.
Loophole Grizzly Short Fund, 1.60%, as formula H2. 1919 Financial Services Fund, 1.46%, as formula H3.
So this is kind of helpful. Again, you could put any stocks or symbols you want here. Last, I've done a couple other things that, for me, I find helpful in this example.
Name, A1, column header, no filter, apply, drop down button.
So, I made a range of this first column. In Excel, you can select all the cells you want and press Control F3, and then that is what's called a range, and you can use that in formulas. So what I did is I built a second spreadsheet because I want to get the price history and such for an investment.
Demo, Microsoft, price history, yep.
So I switched to my price history sheet. In this case, again, I put a ticker symbol in. But what I actually did, instead of putting the ticker symbol in, I used Excel's data validation feature, which is again available on the data ribbon and I said I want a list. And for the source of that list, I used the range that I had created. And then I did the same thing where I added the other columns of information I want to get a detail. So, but now because this is a range and I've said show that range as a drop down list, I can hit Alt down arrow. And pick the stock I'm interested in. Again, this same information was available on my first sheet. But what I've done now is I'll show you why I want it this way. Because on this spreadsheet, going to use another function that is the price history function in Excel. Again, that's a function that's available to Office 365 subscribers. But so what I've done now in cell A3, I've said start date, and then B3, I put in my date, and then I made a formula for how long do I want the information. So here, for my start date, I've said today's date minus 365. For my end date, I just use the today function to say it's going to be today. I could change this. Now I'm going to arrow down a little bit more. So this is the symbol where I'm getting the price history. And you heard Excel say that it has a formula. Again, there's a lot here, but this is out on the web of how this actually works. But what I'm saying is I want the price history for the ticker symbol that I selected for my start date and end date, which is 365 days. And now I can arrow up and down. And I haven't set this up so that the dates read as I'm arrowing. I like to just move down the list just to get a sense of how a price is fluctuating. So I can do that. So this is just a little bit of information about how you can get some stock and investment information in Excel. Again, we started by entering some ticker symbols. We then optionally converted that to a table just so that some of the automatic filling of information works. We then chose data type from the Excel ribbon and stocks to have that ticker symbols converted to a stock data type. We then used Alt Shift F10 to pick additional columns that we wanted to display, such as the actual ticker symbol, even though we had typed that, the price, and whatever other information you want. And then I also took all of that information and built it into a more robust spreadsheet where I converted a bunch of ticker symbols to a range as well, used that as a validation source for a drop-down list to look up information, and then combine that with the price history function in Excel to get the price history for a stock. Hopefully this helps a little bit, and again, we'll follow up with links and such where you can get the exact syntax for all of this. We're now going to take a look at another handy feature in Excel known as pivot tables. Pivot tables allow you to look at a large amount of data in various ways, so that you can make easy determination about key points. Part of the reason why they're called pivot tables is because it's very easy to change the sort of view that you have on the information. We're going to start with a simple example of some financial transactions similar to what you might download from your bank or credit card company. I've downloaded a few of my older transactions, and this has columns in the following
transaction,
order.
Transaction, date A1, column header, no filter applied, drop down.
So this has date,
transaction, D1,
transaction,
amount, C1,
amount,
business, D1,
business,
category, E1,
and a category column. Now the category column is one that I added.
Dining, eat.
We'll review a couple of the transactions.
Date, 1/2/2016, A2. Transaction, debit, B2. Amount, -21.41, C2. Business, SQ Star Curve Jumpers 3DA Seattle, D2. Category, dining, E2.
So there we can hear that that was from early 2016 and for about $22 from a business called Curve Jumper. And the SQ, I know, just comes from the Square payment system. So I have about 25 transactions here, and I want to make a pivot table because I'd like to know sort of how I spent money and things. So to add a pivot table, I've already turned this data into a table as I talked about earlier. What I'm going to do now is hit Alt-N.
Date A1, column, upper ribbon, 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 tabs, tab.
For insert.
Insert tables, pivot table, split button.
In this case, I'm just going to accept the default pivot table. If I wanted to understand more choices, I could hit Alt down arrow to expand that split button.
Leaving menus, leaving ribbons, land column.
Excel's going to prompt me for where the data is. Again, I can just accept the default right here.
Choose where you want. Choose whether you want to add.
And where I want the data.
Choose where you want the pivot table to be placed. New worksheet, radio.
I want it on a new worksheet.
Choose with OK button. Sheet one, land A3, pivot example.
So now I'm into the pivot table spreadsheet. This is just like a regular spreadsheet, but if we press F6 a couple of times,
sheet one tab, pivot table fields, type words to search for.
We get to the pivot fields control. I can search for the fields I want to manipulate, but I prefer to arrow through them.
Date checkbox unchecked.
Now, when you build a pivot table, you can put information in one of four areas. Those areas are the report filter to limit kind of what you're viewing or adjust it, the rows, the columns, or the values. You do not have to put something in all of those columns.
Transaction checkbox unchecked.
In this case,
amount checkbox unchecked.
I'm going to put the amount in the values field because I want Excel to add that up.
Context menu, add the report filter, add the column labels.
I do that by pressing Shift F10 or the computer's application key and arrowing down to where I want to place this information.
Add the values.
In this case, we're going to add it to values.
Leaving menus, amount, checkbox.
I'm actually going to add it a second time for reasons that will become obvious when we explore the pivot table.
Context menu, add the row labels, add the values. Leaving menus, amount.
And in this case, the other item that we want is the business name.
Business, checkbox unchecked.
Or just business. I'm going to add this to rows right now.
Context menu, add the report filter, add the row labels. Leaving menus, business, checkbox unchecked, business, checkbox.
I've now built a pivot table. If I want to explore the fields I've added before I go look at the data, I can tab.
More tables, dot, 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 columns, values button.
So there Excel tells me.
Rows, business button. Values, sum of amount button, sum of amount to button, sum of rows, business button, columns, values button.
What information I have. I'm now going to press Control Shift F6 twice.
Sheet 1 tab.
Because the first time I land on the tab row, or the sheet list.
Land A2, row labels A3, no filter applied, drop down button.
Now I'm into my pivot table and I can start exploring this. So again, the business name is going to be down the leftmost column.
Amazon, A4, column header.
So my first column is Amazon.
Sum of amount, -22.96.
So that indicates for this period of transactions, I spent a little over $22.
Sum of amount to, -22.96, C4.
Couple things. So I've added that a second time as I said I would, and we hear the same information. But one of the things you can do in pivot tables is change how you're viewing the information. You can change it in a couple of ways.
Menu copy.
Again, Shift F10 or the application key.
Sort submenu. Remove summarize values by submenu. Summarize values by.
In this case,
show values as submenu. Show values.
We want to change how we're showing the value.
Leaving menus. Menu.
So I hit right arrow.
No calculation check.
Right now it's set to no calculation.
Percent of grand total.
But to add value to this, what I really want it to be is percent of grand total.
Leaving menus. 2.11%. See.
So on this sheet right now, the Amazon number represents, as you heard, 2.11% of what I've spent. I can also sort this information because clearly I would like to probably do that. Again, Shift F10 or your application key.
Menu copy. Format number 4. Refresh. Sort submenu. Sort. Remove sum of amount 2. Sort submenu. Sort. Sort smallest to largest.
Because negative numbers in this case is what I'm most interested in, because those are expenses. We're going to change this to smallest to largest.
Leaving menus, 21.93%, C4.
So now we hear
sum of Best Western, A4, column header.
A hotel stay or stays, I don't know how many yet, was my biggest expenditure in this period, and that was 21% of my spending.
Sum of amount, minus 238.3.
Or $238.
Sum of Safeway, 15.41%, C5.
So here we heard Safeway at 15%.
Fred Meyer, 9.75.
Fred Meyer, another store. And we can hit control down arrow to go to the end of this.
Grand total, 100.00%, C29.
So obviously the total percentage is 100 because that's all the numbers. But we want to go left one column.
Sum of amount, minus 1,087.06.
So this indicates that my total spending for the period of transactions here was $1,087. But there's an important point. This transactions I know includes some payments.
Payment electronic, 250, B28.
So if I want to exclude that,
payment electronic, A20.
I can go and say, again, Shift F10 or the application key.
Menu, cop, formats, refresh, sort sub, filter sub menu.
And I can say filter.
Clear filter from biz, keep only, hide selected items.
Hide selected items.
Leaving menus, grand total, A28. Sum of amount, minus 1,337.
So the total spending now for the period that these transactions represent was $1,337.
Land A1, land row labels, sum of amount, Best Western, sum of amount 2, 17.83%, C4.
So you can see that hotel percentage went up a little bit. And if you don't like these column names, which obviously I don't want it just to say sum of amount 2.
Sum of amount 2, C3, column
header.
I can
just type a new column name.
Edit. N-E-C-R-E-P. Best Western, 17.
So I can do this at any time just by downloading my transactions from my bank and build my own pivot tables to review information. I know there's other ways to do this, but this can be very handy. This is just one example. I'll show you another example where you can use pivot tables to explore a large amount of data. Some of you may be familiar during COVID about the government loan program, or called PPE program. And as you probably heard in the news, that information, you know, where the money was spent or who got loans, was made available to download. So I've downloaded for the state of Wisconsin.
Spending. Wisconsin PPE data, Wisconsin.
A spreadsheet from the government of this. Now this has
loan amount, A1.
I'm hitting control home to go to the top, and I'm going to hit control down arrow.
241,923, A89,165.
89,000 and a little over rows of data. So there's no way that I'm ever going to, you know, study 89,000 rows. But I reviewed the columns that were available, and I made a pivot table of the information I want. So I'm going to go to that pivot table once.
PPE pivot, Albany.
So again, I'm going to press F6 to go to the pivot table field.
PPE pivot tab, pivot table fields, type work, loan amount, checkbox checked.
So this is the list of fields that I could add.
More tables, dot, dot, the columns, business type button.
So here we say here that my columns.
Rows, city clean button.
is what's called City Clean.
Values, sum of loan amount button. Defer layout update check.
And my values.
Values, sum of loan amount button.
Are the sum of the loan.
Rows, columns, business type button.
And I actually edit columns this time of business type. So let's see how this plays out. Again, we'll hit Control Shift F6.
Albany A11, column header, PPE.
So what this has done is for the state of Wisconsin, it has listed the cities.
Land, B11, Albany, A, Afton, A10, Adele, A, not Adams, A8, Abrams, A7, Abor, Vinny, A6. Land, B, Land, C6, 2037th Corporation, C, list, list, pivot examples, Excel, pivot, Abbotsford, employee stock ownership plan, S of corporation, cooperative.
So,
Land, B5,
we'll start at the first one.
Abbotsford, A5, column header.
Abbotsford. Now, if we hit right arrow.
Cooperative, Land, B5.
So, no businesses in Abbotsford were classified as a cooperative. I don't want to arrow through all the blank cells, so I'm going to use a command in Excel to move to the first cell that has data in this case. I'm going to hit control right arrow.
Corporation, 2,037,000.
So the city of Abbotsford had businesses that got 2 million in PPE loans.
Corporation.
If I want to see
Abbotsford,
the total for the state, I can hit control and
grand total. Grand total, 9,891,700,000.
And now I hear that throughout the state of Wisconsin in this program, there was $9.8 billion. If I arrow to the left,
land, trust, 1,780,000.
Businesses that were classified as a trust got
land, trust,
1,700,000.
Tenant in common, 10,000, subchapter S corporation.
The point isn't that this data would be what you want to look at, but it shows you that you can very easily build powerful views of large amounts of data. The other thing to know is, again, we could sort this.
Land, A, land, sum of loan amount, A, row label, cooperative, B4, column,
so we'll go over.
Land, I3, land, A, land, 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 E3, land, E2. Independent contract, grand total, T4, column header.
To this grand total column.
Abbotsford. 5 million, menu, cop, high field list, cop, form, number, refresh, sort, sub menu, sort, sort smallest to largest, sort largest to smallest.
And we'll say sort largest to smallest.
Leaving menus, 1 billion. Trust, 140, trust, row labels, A4, Milwaukee, A5.
So now the top column, or row, I apologize, is Milwaukee. And we can see the order of the cities, and as you can guess,
Madison, A6.
It's going to go by population for the most part.
Professional association, self-employed, subchapter S, trust, grand total, 660 million.
So now I've moved over to the totals column and I could go down and see throughout
Milwaukee, 1,250,000.
Wisconsin, who got money?
Madison, 660, Green Bay, 390.
I'm originally from a town in Wisconsin called Fond du Lac.
Like, App, Rookie, Menominee, Kanashi, Lockroft, New Berlin, Oshkosh, Racine, James, Pilock, Middleton, Wazit, Fond du Lac, 99,800,000.
So it was $99 million of loans to people in Fond du Lac. Now, I'm really curious if I want to drill into the details. So this is great. I can build this pivot table and get the high-level details. But I can also, again, press Shift F10 or the application key.
Menu, cop, format, number, refresh, sorts up, remove, summarize, show values, a submenu, show details.
And if I use the show details option, a new spreadsheet will open up with the details based on the intersection of the number I'm looking at. So all of the businesses in Fond du Lac only in this case.
Sheet 2, Sheet 2, A1, loan amount, W700.
Now this
analysis lens, format.
A1, loan amount, that I could look at.
Analysis lens, format. A1, loan amount, W7. Analysis lens, okay. Formatting tab.
We've just scratched the surface on what you can do with pivot tables. Again, the basic process is obtain your data either by downloading it or using some of Excel's connectivity options. There's a whole host of options for connecting to information. Then, make sure that data is in a tabular form, and for ease of use, also convert it to a table, again, by selecting all the data, pressing Control T, and indicating that it has column headers. It makes things a little bit easier, especially if you add more data and things like that. Then go to the Insert menu. Say you want to insert a new table and a pivot table. Say you want it on a new spreadsheet, and choose OK. On that spreadsheet, go ahead and press F6 a couple times until you get to the fields, and then arrow down and bring up the context menu with either Shift F10 or the application key and choose where you want the fields to go, either report filter, rows, columns, or values. And you can add multiple items to the rows, multiple things to the columns, or as we saw in my example, we added the values twice for the same information because we wanted to view it two different ways, both as a raw number and then as a percentage. So I hope this gives you a little bit of an idea on how to use pivot tables in addition to getting from the first part of the presentation some financial information. Thank you for your time.